So to start again from the beginning of the Gemara, we should be familiar with it already. We'll try to get to the Ba'ilahu, and then we will look a little bit at some of what the Rishonim have to say. It says the Gemara, Hey Amar Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, HaKoveya Zman L'Chaveru, if somebody establishes a time for his friend, in terms of, as Rashi told us, for a milveh, then, V'amar Lo Praticha B'Soch Zmani, and he says, I paid you back during the time, Eino Ne'aman, he's not believed. U'levai She'yefra B'Zman, why? Why? Because a person does not normally even pay back on time. So again, that might not be strong enough that a person is not going to be believed after the time. But tochazman, certainly not. And we saw some of the Rishonim explain there's no busha at that point. There's really nothing convincing the person that it's the right thing to do. Oh, Abaye v'Rava, but Abaye and Rava Darmi Tavayu of it inish the para begozimne. No, it will happen frequently enough that a person will pay back during the time. Zimnin de misrami le zuzei. Sometimes a person will happen to have some money. Amar, and he'll say, Ezel ifra'e ki heichi delo litridan. And they're better off paying it off so that I don't have to deal with it later. Ki heichi delo litridan. So Gemara wants to prove, well, this issue from our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Bechezkas, Shenosanachi Aviraya Shelonasan. That in which case, when it comes to the wall that fell down, and now they're coming to rebuild it, less than Dalet Amos, it's considered, and then one person, and he says that he paid it already. He says that he paid it already. And the plaintiff says he did not pay. The defendant says he did pay. Then it's Bechez Gashenasan Hachiyavishraya Shalonasa. We assume that he paid until he brings it right that he did not pay. So what's the case? Heichi Domi Ilema Do Amarle Praticha Bizmani. If he says that he paid back at the time, Rashi Ilema Do Amarle Praticha Bizmani. Keshehe Shlam Des Gova Arba Amos. When you finished building it, yes, you started building it. And you put up the 4 hours. And then I paid you. Pshita bechezka shenasan. Then it is pashut that it is considered to be that we assume that he paid. Why? Why is that so pashut? So Rashi fills us in and says, Pshita dineman shareizu tainas manali biyadcha v'alomar enucha biyadi klum. Because it's the same as a taina which a person says, you owe me $100, I don't owe you anything. And we know from elsewhere, the Gemara in Shavuos, that is going to be believed. That is going to be believed. So what? So there wouldn't be any chiddush in our Mishnah. We don't need to say it already because we've learned this halacha already, and therefore the Mishnah wouldn't repeat it. So it must be there's some sort of chiddush in our Mishnah that we would not have known from elsewhere. Oh. So Gemshita Bhazgashinasan Elalav rather must be Domale Pratiha Bisov's money. That he said that he paid it back within the time. Oh. If he paid it back within the time, and we're saying that it's Bhazgashinasan, then that's a raya for Reish Lakish. Right? It's a raya for Reish Lakish that he's believed. Right? Dama Bizozmani. Alma of it inish. I'm sorry. That's a raya for Rabbi and Rava. Right? That's a raya for Rabbi and Rava. Right? Alma of it inish the pari bezog zimne. You see that a person does pay back during the time, and therefore we l'chora have a raya from our Mishnah. We look over have a raya from our Mishnah like Abaye and Rava, which again is good for Abaye and Rava, and it's bad for Reish Lakish because the raya for Abaye and Rava obviously ends up being Akasha on Reish Lakish. It's Akasha on Reish Lakish. Oh. So Rabbeinu Yonah here comments. Rabbeinu Yonah comments, Tanan, Bechezka Shenosan, Ad Sheyavi Raya, Shelo Nosan. Right, hechidami ilay medarle p'tichah bizmanim pshitid v'chazgash and also that is right our quote from our gemara on page ayin dalad in the kovitz. So ha dilo ukmua this that we did not set it up kigon damrele p'tichah bizmanim biyoma demishlam zinik yoma biyom shenigmar. Why don't we say they paid back on that very day? Then it was due. The kaimelon the avid inish the par biyoma demishlam zimne, and that we do assume that a person pays it back on the. On time, debaya he be berakah shovel. That is a question in berakah shovel, and therefore that could have been an option. Yeshlomar de la altar shenigmar habinyan havale la achar zmano v'kodem shenigmar havale toch zmano afapi shukarov ligomer v'lo shayech yoma de mishlam zimne. Interesting comment from Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Usually, there are three different times that we could refer to. We could refer to the time within the period of time, the day that it's due, and after. And our Gemara is only assuming that it's either when it's due or after it's due. Why not on the day that it's due? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. When it comes to construction, that's different than a loan. A loan has a set time that it is due. The nature of binyan is such that until it's completed, it's considered to be toch hazman. After it's completed, it's the achar hazman. And there's no second, like, as you're putting on that last brick, that's not a normal time. So there is no again, he's not pointing out anything problematic. He's just saying that the nature of construction is different than a halva. So by halva, you have three different possibilities of the time when the halva, the period of the halva that we're going to be in, either tochazman, bizman, or the acharzman. There is no such thing when it comes to binyan. Interesting ha'ara. Oh, so back at the Gemara, where are we? The Gemara just is presented that it's a kasha on Rish Lakish and a raya from our Mishnah for Abaye v'Rava that a person does piggyback during the time. Answers the Gemara, shiny hacha, no, our case is different. What does shiny hacha mean? Exactly this, our case of binyan hakosel is different. Why is it different? Dekol shafa v'shafa zimnehu. Every row is considered to be the zman. Every row is considered to be the zman. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's interesting that Rashi isn't bothered by this, right? Rashi doesn't even tell us anything. Sometimes, again, not a problem, but it's noteworthy that there's something about this that was intuitive. That Rashi seems to think, well, what's the simple understanding? The simple understanding of the Gemara is that the nature of binyan is going to be different, and therefore it's not going to be a kashan Reish Lakish. Rabbeinu Yonah, who already opened up proverbial can of worms for us, right? And told us that maybe it's different, continues right now. Now, if you look at the continuation of Rabbeinu Yonah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'hainu deparkinan, ha'gufa is the answer of the Gemara. This that I just explained to you in the Kasha of why there's no time which is considered to be Zmane, is because that's exactly what the Gemara zeroes in on right now. Shiny awesome, they call Shafa v'Shafa zimneyu, Perush. Akar Gemara Shafa, once one row of the kosel is complete, then that's the Zman. V'lo kosher le'alei pshuta b'chezko shenosan wa kosher shofa shenigmara shari gami tchilosa echayav livnosa imo. Aye, so why don't you say that at each row he should already be b'chezko shenosan, or you only say it's b'chezko shenosan at the end of the time because he should be chayav from the beginning. Mishum de'ikol me'emar ha'kamashwan de'lo amin and tov zmana hu ad gemar ha'binyan. Ad gemar ha'binyan. Says says Reish Lakish, that it's considered to be, again, he starts building the wall. And technically they're both obligated, but he took the initiative and decided to build it on his own. As soon as he finishes a row, you should be paying for that row. And you don't really have to wait. Longer. However, the time to collect is still not until the end of the building of the wall. Right, he's trying to almost straddle both sides of the fence. So Reish Lakish is trying to say, when it comes to a hava, the only thing that we have is the due date. When it comes to a kotzel, it's a little bit different, because the obligation kicks in to pay as you're, again, there's an obligation from the beginning, but it would be normative to pay after each row and row. But when you look back at the entire thing, and the person, and now you're going back to collect for everything, so then you'll say that that's considered to be, that's still considered to be tokas man. So it doesn't become similar to a hava until the end of the process. And that's what he says. Let's just see the rest of how Rabbeinu Yonah says it. At the beginning we thought, Shigam al shafa shenigma lav zmanehu. Right, in the kasha we thought that it's exactly parallel. It's exactly parallel to a halva, and it's not considered to be the zman until you complete all of the rows. Vahashtanami, now also davka kamrinan, we're still specifically saying that kol shafa shafa zimnehu, aval einu yochel tovo kotem gemara shafa. It's the zman who builds the wall, but it can't be tovei yet. The kevan shehischa livnos mishelo areyo kimishe pacho milivnos imo ad gemar hatur shehischa. Kinyirali. It's an interesting svara. He seems to be saying that at the end of each row, in theory, maybe he could have been tovei him. But once you start building the next row, it's as if I'm saying you, okay, I'm not going to bother you until you're done with that one. So when it comes to the end of the process, and you're going back to pay for what was, that's still considered to be, again, Reish Lakish is talking about what? Reish Lakish is talking about a case of halva'ah. And the kasha is, if by halva'ah, you're going to say that a person doesn't pay, so then how does it come when it comes to the Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that it's Bechezka Shenasan, Achiyavirai Shelonasan, which means the person does pay during this month. So what he wants to say is that it's parallel in the sense that you might not be collecting until the end. So you might think that that's like a hava'ah. And that's what the hava'ah mina was, that that's like a hava'ah. And therefore, once you started building, you can't collect until the end. And at that point, it would be similar to hava'ah. The kamash malan is that really, you can collect at the end of each row. If you can collect at the end of each row, then it's not parallel to the hava'ah. If it's not parallel to Hava, then this case could be Bechezka Shinasan, Achyavir Shalonasan. While the case of the Hava, you can't collect till the end. Why can't he be Toveya? So really, he could be Toveya at the end of any specific row. But once he starts the next row, that's as if he's saying, I'm giving you a pass until this row is finished. But again, if he claims, but I paid you at the end of a row, that's not being tanked tochazman, because it's normal to be able to collect at the end of a row if the guy did it. Just happens, in this case, the guy gave him a pass. But from the perspective of the nitba, the one who's being claimed from, he could certainly be believed to say that he paid during the zman, because it's not during the zman, right? I mean, what he's trying to basically get out of is to say that from the perspective of the Toveya, he's not going to be Toveya until the end. But the Svara, which is saying that a person doesn't pay Tochazman, doesn't apply, because from the perspective of the person who owes the money, it's not Tochazman, because really he's obligated to pay every single row. Just this person was giving him a pass from asking him for the money until he completes the next row. But it would be normative for the person to still pay as the rows are completed, because each row is its own obligation. And therefore, at the end, after all of them is built, if he claims that he paid during it, that should be believed, because it's not considered to be on any of the rows, tochazman. And therefore, you can't prove anything. And therefore, you can't prove anything from our Mishnah to the general machlokas by Hava. Good? Oh. The Ritva says slightly differently. Says the Ritva, Tanan. Right, if it was when the Dalet Amos are finished, Pshita, Elodama Praticha, Tov, where did it go? Zmani Perish, Tov, Taramas, Gashu, Parkinon, the shiny Hachot, the Koshav of a Shabbos, the Neil Perish, Shafilo Tocha, Dalet Amos, La Achar Zmanahu. Oh. So he says that the nature of building is different, not because the chiyuv kicks in at each step along the way, but even if it's going forward. Right, because again, according to the way that Rabbeinu Yonah understood it, when it comes to the wall, the rows that weren't built yet, he's not going to be believed to say that he paid. Right, he's only going. Right, if let's say, okay, if let's say the wall has been the guy is toveya him after two amos are built, And wants the money now, and he's still going to be two more amos to build. So according to what Rabbeinu Yonah said, he's only going to be believed on those first two amos, because it's not the zman yet for the other ones, right? Going forward, the Ritva suggests though that no, the chiddush of Koshafa v'Shafa Zimnehu is that the Gemara is saying that building is different. It is normal in building to pay up front. So even though this guy started on his own, which again, at the point when he started on his own, it seems like he's saying, I'm going to build it. I'm taking responsibility for it, not you. Then is that a free pass or not, saying like, okay, now we basically made it like a hava. So the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah understands it is similar to a hava, just there are degradations along the way as you build row 1, row 2, row 3. If each one is an amma, so then you'll be obligated to pay as each row is complete. But you're not going to be able to be believed on what's in the future. But when it comes to what the Ritva is saying, the Ritva is suggesting, the Gemara is suggesting right now, is that the nature of binyan is different. And that the nature of building is such is that it's normal for people to pay up front. Okay, so again, machlokas between the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, how to understand this line of the Gemara. But either way, Rish Lakish has gotten himself out of the problem by differentiating between the nature of the building of the wall and the halva. Good? Okay, good. Says the Gemara. The Gemara tries again. Toshima. Yeah, about halfway down the Amud. If we have time, we'll go back to Tosos, but I wanted to make sure that we get through to the Ba'iluhu before we take a little break. So the Gemara says, Toshima. Again, bringing a raya from our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah, when it comes to talk about the above Dalet Amos of the wall, tells us Bechezkas Shelo Nasan, Ajay Aviraya Shenasan, that we assume that he did not pay, unless he can bring a raya that he did pay. Okay. Hechidami, so what's the case? Ilema da Amarle Piraticha Bizmani. If the defendant, if the nitzba claims I paid it at the time that it was due when you finished the wall, am I low? Then why should he not be believed? Why should he not be believed? Again, similar to what we said beforehand. If you claim that you paid the chov and the chov was already due, so then you are believed on it. So why shouldn't he be believed? So it must be that the chiddush is that if he said that he paid within the zman, it's still the chizka shelo nasan. We still don't believe him that he paid toch zman. Wait. Amalo avinish, tepar begozimde. Zekasha an abayim and rava. This seems to support Reish Lakish that a person does not want to pay when it is toch zman. When is toch zman? Rashi, Toshima, Misefa. Right? We're trying to learn from the same exact Mishnah from the Sefa. If he's going to say, I paid him back at the right time, when I finished the wall, and he has a valid taina. Rashi seems to be putting in, not just stam that he says he paid, because there's a reason that I waited. I didn't know how high you were going to go. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be. So I didn't know what the bill was. So I waited until he finished. Now I know what the final bill is. So that's the kasha from the Seifa on Abaye and Rava. Don't you see that a person does not pay back toch zman? Person does not take back. The person does not pay back toch zman. So the Tosos HaRosh here in the Shita Mikubetzes makes an interesting hara. What just happened structurally in the Gemara? And the Gemara took the same exact Mishnah and asked from the Reisha Akasha on Reish Lakish, and then from the Seifa asked Akasha on Abaye and Rava. Asked Akasha on Abaye and Rava. So it says the Tosar Rosh, Amala Avin Ishtapari Begos Zimnei. Don't we see from the Seifa that a person does not pay back within the prescribed time? Hiksha Ramzal Meikara Kiparech. At the beginning, when we asked, from the lower part of the wall, and we said that we assumed that he did pay, and we wanted to prove that a person does pay within the time. Instead of the Gemara giving an answer, again, what did the Gemara do? Right, the Gemara asks from the Reisha, answers, asks from the Seifa, and answers. In these kinds of, again, and the fact that the Gemara wants to indict one thing with the Reisha, one thing with the Seifa, that's not surprising. The Gemara does that all the time. But why didn't the Gemara, instead of starting to give an answer for the Reisha, why didn't the Gemara immediately say, well, what kind of diak are you making from the Reisha? I have an opposing diak from the Seifa. Instead of these being two discrete units of the Mishnah, with a Reisha being a kasha on Reish Lakish, then an answer, the Seifa being kasha on Abai Rava, and then an answer, as soon as you presented the kasha from the Reisha, say, I have a steer from the Seifa. That's the much more common way that the Gemara does it. Right? Tikshlim is saying, Abai Amos, Bechazel HaShonasan, Amalo Avininish, what's going on here? Val Karchacha Hayat Sarach the Tirates. And then you would be forced to answer what the Gemara is about to answer. In order to prevent the stira. And if that's true, so if we knew all this from the beginning, because we knew that we were going to have to answer the Reisha of the Seifa, well, you know, why is the Gemara almost, you know, pretending that it doesn't know what's coming later? We should have been able to raise all these issues right away at the beginning. Oh, the tirits. Devada mekara nami, certainly from the beginning, ki upi reisha besozmano, when we set up the reisha as talking about togazman, hayat tsarech ataritz kain, davakasha la reisha la seifa. Then we needed to answer that way in order to avoid the kasha la reisha seifa. The kevan, the reisha ashmin achidish, the adam pariyava togazmano. Once the reisha taught us the chidish that a person does pay, right, which is why the reisha was a support for Abaye and Rava. Nakat Seifa Agav Reisha. Then we asked, Af Agav She'en Bo Shum Chiddush. even though there really was no Chiddush, because we knew the answer to the Seifa all along. The Seifa, we knew, couldn't be a problem. We knew the Seifa didn't trouble us the same way. But once we went through the step of asking the Reish and answering, so then we sort of fleshed out the Seifa, even though, again, it didn't bother us in the same way. But once we introduced the problem, not the problem, once we introduced the concept that every row is considered to be, that every row is considered to be tochazman, that every row is considered to be tochazman, v'leka shum chiddush, and there was no chiddush, lo salka daitin dinakit seifa, mishum miyemer elash minut lo avinish depar b'go zimne. Then what's the chiddush of the seifa? It must be that a person does not pay back during the time. So again, what the Tosos HaRosh is trying to tell us, right, is that when the Gemara thought in the Reisha, that a person does pay back during the time, right, before the answer of Kol Shafa V'Shafa, then the Gemara needed to understand that the Seifa is because of Miyemar. But now that the Gemara proved the concept of Kol Shafa V'Shafa, only now it became a problem, because maybe you should say the same thing about the Seifa. And therefore, again, the Kasha, yet the answer of Miyemar, the Gemara knew at the beginning. So the Gemara didn't ask that immediately on the Reisha, because the Gemara knew what it was going to answer. But once Kol Shafa V'Shafa was introduced, then maybe that would be an overriding svar, and we didn't know if the Gemara was going to continue. Good? Yeah, it's a little bit of a technical point, but it just shows the attention that the Rishonim are paying to every line of the Gemara. So we mentioned in passing that was the rest of the answer, but we didn't see the answer of the Gemara yet. So again, what was the kasha? The kasha was, how can Abaye and Rabba say that a person does pay back tochazman? If that's true, then how come the guy is not believed to say on the part which is above Dalet Amos that he paid back already? And it must be instead of tochazman, because achar hazman, of course he's going to be believed. Why wouldn't he be believed? Oh! Elamai must be Shani Hacha Damar Miyemar Demechaybu Lira. But who says the Rabbanan are going to make me pay? What is that? Says Rashi Miyemar Demechaybu Lira Rabbanan Hilka Kafilo Ma Pratichal Bizmani Lo Mehemen. And therefore, even if he says it to Hazman, this case is different, because Miyemar Demechaybu Lira Rabbanan. Who says that the Rabbanan are going to make me pay? What's Pshat? So it's like he's holding out. Must be a svara here. It says the Ritva like this. It says the Ritva. Shiny hacha the amar miyemer dechav the Rabbanan perish. B'savar hu shelo yachol litordo acheyite tikra. Was bothering you guys the whole time, right? Back to the Mishnah. What was the biggest chiddush of the Mishnah? The biggest chiddush of the Mishnah was probably that lamalami dalid, if you put up, again, what are we talking about? Talking about the case where you're obligated to pay. So when are you obligated to pay? When you show that you're benefiting from it. How do you show that you're benefiting from it? By putting up a kosel, which is samach. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was that even though you didn't put on the roof yet, you're still obligated to. Says the Ritva, that's what the guy is miyemar demechayvilei rabbanon. Yeah, I was megala my das, but I have to pay before I put the roof on. That I think I can hold out from, right? The guy can't harass me for the money until I put the roof on. The who savar itkin muvasi kodem shetein tikra ve'frenu la'achar smicha kodem shetein tikra shel yavod rodeni. I don't think anything. Maybe I should just pay back first before the guy's going to bother me. Well, the fee same time, pratich alachar she samachti ne'eman l'divrei hakol. Again. Is the answer that Abaye and Rabbah are going to give. Right? Now, why is this case Bechezka Shelonasan Ad Sheyavi Raya Shenasan? Is because the guy is going to say, who says that Rabbah are going to be a chayv? Here, Shelo Yavu Atardu Ad Sheyitin Tikra. The plaintiff assumes, until he puts the roof on, I can't do anything. V'hu's savor, and he assumes, atkin uvasi kodem she'etein tikra, I can fix what I messed up before I put on the roof. V'afrenu l'achar smichan, assuming they do it, I pay, kodem she'etein tikra, she'lo yavro t'verdini.
The tefas seems to go in a little bit of a surprising
direction over there, right? The Ritva said, right, that the Ritva says like this. What do we have to set it up? We have to set it up as a case where he doesn't that there's a svara to say that even though a person sometimes has money that he's not going to pay back. So he says the only svara that's going to be true is if he thinks there's not going to be any chiyuv. But as long as he assumes that there's going to be some sort of chiyuv, then the chori should have to pay. Right? And that's kind of what the Rashba asks. Right? The Rashba says here, we'll put it all together in a moment. Kashli v'taymu d'abay v'rab mishum d'chimata zimnei lo lovisi d'chimata zimnei lo laisi l'tardanhu. Right? Why did Abaye and Rabbah say that a person pays back? Because he doesn't want to be bothered at the end. Right? He'd rather just pay it off now. Right? V'achanami yiros l'chisamach l'kosel acher ha'gad d'adid b'alitin tikr v'azvadim mediyot v'mechayiv litein. Once he puts up the wall, then he knows he's chayiv to pay. If he knows he's chayiv to pay, he doesn't want to be bothered. Im kein afilo mehash to paradim. Im ami isamichno lo leis l'tirdan. So why? How does the answer anything? Or what does the answer of the Abaye and Rabbah give? Unless they get, if it's that they're going to assume that they're never going to be chayiv, it's an interesting answer, right? That the guy's going to try to get out of it. But if he knows that he's going to be chayiv, then the chora is not going to be believed because this issue of the tircha is not going to apply. Oh. So I think what the Ritva is trying to say is like this: if he says that he did not. He can't be harassed at this point. So he knows that it's in his hands as to when this is going to happen, right? When I put up the roof, then I'm going to be start being harassed. And when I'm not, then I'm not going to be bothered. So therefore, a person might pay if he didn't finish building it. If he says that I did it after I was somech. So if it was before he was somech, then he's not going to be believed. But if, as the Ritva says, if he says la'achar shesamachti, after I put up the wall, I paid, so then he's going to be neman according to everybody. Why? Because then the svara of lo asi litridan is going to apply. If he just says stam that I paid, so then the svara of lo asi litridan is not going to apply, because who says that you're ever going to be chayiv for it? But once he basically acknowledges, no, I put it up, I was megal das, so then that is going to bolster his nemanus. Oh. Let's finish up this last little piece of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Abde Ki Abai, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, they assumed like Abai and Rava, then that a person is of it to pay Tochas Man. Mar Rav Ashi, Abai Ki Rish Lakish, Mar Rav Ashi, held like Rish Lakish, a person is not. V'hilchisa Ki Rish Lakish, V'afilu Miyasmei. The halacha is like Rish Lakish, that HaKoveh's Man Chayar is V'chezka Shilo Nasan, he's not going to be believed. Even if it's coming from Yisomim, what's that afilu? It says Rashi. Afilu miyasmei emei salove besoch zmano govo chovo min hayisomim. If the lova dies within the time of the hava, so again the hava was for 30 days, and the lova dies after 20 days, he still collects in Yisomim. Velo shvua velo chashinim dilma pare. He's not make a shvu. What's the chiddush? Usually we assume that if you want to collect from Yisomim, you have to make a Shvua. Why? Because you have to protect the Yisomim, because the Yisomim have no idea what happened. It could be he did pay back. Oh, but here, the Chazaka is so strong that there's no way that the father paid back. He died, Tocha Zman. You don't even need a Shvua. The same way you could collect from him, if he was alive without the Shvua, you can collect from the Yisomim as well. Even though normally, if you want to be Yisomim to be back, you have to make a shvua. Here, Chazaka lo avad inish depar v'gozim. It's interesting because the first time the Gemara actually used this term. We've been, you know, hijacking it as we've been going through. Right? Rish Lakish said it in a different way. Levai she friend of his mano. But here he says it in the way that we have already formulated it. Okay, good. Oh, so let's just look at the Tosfos, the Kihechi de lo Lichudo. So it says Tosfos again. What's Tosfos commenting on? Right? Tosfos is saying that Abai and Rava say that if it's Tochas Man, you're going to be believed because the person doesn't want to, sometimes wants to pay, so that he's not going to be bothered. Afagav de Beperagish Bechor Tanan, even though in Bechoros we learn Bechor Besoch Shloshim Yomor Bechor within 30 days. Bechezgas shelo nifta. It's assumed that he is not nifta. What do you mean? Isn't it just like a chov? And the chov can be paid, and we assume that a person does pay tochas man. This case is different. Ve'omeri dehasam lo shayech haytime lo litchudan. Davi mamon she'in lo tovin. So the first thing he says is that paying on ben is different because there is no toveh. Meaning, a no specific kohen has the right or ability to say, oh, you owe the bin a ben. It's what we call maybe mamun hashevet. It's shayach to go on him. But there's nobody. So the svara doesn't apply. Right? If the svara is, I don't want to be bothered by you, this guy coming after me, nobody's going to come after you. No one's going to come after you. Miyukasha. The ri, says on the side, is probably more accurate. Right? Miyukasha, the ri. Miyukashoyel. If the renter says that you that I paid, umaskir, and the person who was renting it out, Omer lo natalti, I didn't take anything. So again, it's very similar to the halva situation, but now we're talking about paying rent. Amila haviraya, who is the one? Meaning, who is it bechezkas? So Amos, the Gemara says, Ibisoch Zmano, if it's within the time of the rental, before it was due, Tanina, we learned, Mace, if the Mace, Ha'av, puts in the side, Ibisoch Shoshinom, Bechezka Shalom, if the father dies within 30 days of the, while the baby is still less than 30 days, it'll be assumed the child was not redeemed. V'hashta, if what we just said is true, heichi medamalei lebechor. How can we compare the skirus to the bechor if the issue is whether it's mamun sheish lo tovim or not? Right, dasam shatim lo lichudan. There, the svara doesn't apply. We just said when it comes to bechor, that's not true. When it comes to the skirus, the renter, landlords come after to evict the people are renting all the time if they don't pay. Ulekach tzarech lomar. There, we have to say. The Bechor Nami Ika Tirda the Mitzvah. No, there is a Svara of Tirda when it comes to Mitzvah, when it comes to Bechor also. It's not the same of the person being Toveya, but it's that I know I have a responsibility. My responsibility to do the Mitzvah is going to drive me. Oh, so now there's a pressure. Oh. So now we can at least discuss, is it the same or is it different? And we can bring a raya from that case to the case of schiras. Because by Bechor, the father died. Why do we assume that maybe he was trying to get rid of the pressure? Shetzarech miyad yitain is reason makdimin. It's always better to be zareh to the mitzvah. So you have to give, so the Rebbe gives another explanation. The hacha over here, kevan nechayiv lo, since he's obligated to pay, v'yisrav melezuzay, and then he happens upon some money, porei lo toch azman delo litridon. So he's going to pay it so that he doesn't have to bother later. Avagabi b'chor da'akati lo ichayiv klal ala achar lamid yom, v'shema yomas b'soch lamid v'yipater. Oh. What's the difference? The difference between the two is that it's only a suffik chiyuv. It's only a suffik chiyuv. When it comes to the hava, there's a vadai chiyuv. Right? As soon as I borrow the money, I owe that money. I don't actually have to pay it till the end of 30 days. But if the borrower dies during the 30 days, the lender doesn't lose out his money. He has to go after the orshim. He has to figure it out. But when it comes to the father and the bechor, if the bechor doesn't make it till day 30, the chiyuv doesn't kick in. So therefore, it's lo avid that he's going to pay it in advance. So avid, it's only a safek chiyuv. It's not a vaday chiyuv. What about chiyuv v'chein socher? Shema yipo bezal shemaskev. That's it. The lo avid minay. I will say, doesn't the socher have to pay right away? No. What happens if the house that he's renting explodes and it's not there anymore? I'm not going to have to pay. So, again, what the Rebbe is suggesting is that there's a chiluk, if the svarv is lo litridon, between a vadei chiyuv and a safek chiyuv. When it comes to a vadei chiyuv, such as a hava, that's where we're going to say this, you need the only abayin and over are limited to a hava. Because when it comes to a hava, there's a vadei chiyuv. When it comes to other situations, it's only a safek, whether you're going to be chayiv or not. Ah. Oh. Humiyukasha. But then we have a problem. Had the parach Rish Lakish that we ask on Rish Lakish, we kosel chatzer shenafal from the wall in the field in the chatzer that falls down. V'diuk minayim, we want to prove this. The avinish tepar v'gol zimnei. Abaye v'rav nami tikshu. So how come Abaye and Rav are not going to agree with Rish Lakish when it comes to the wall of our Mishnah? Why should they agree? The modu hasam zolav depar de shema lo yiban ezeh zakosel. Oh. If we're going to say that that Abaye and Rava are limited, you're saying that the Mechlokas and Shlokas and Abaye and Rava, and the Svara specifically Abaye and Rava is limited to Hava, so then what's the Gemara bringing any Raya from the Kosel Chatzar? There we have to see what he's going to build. The Kachiv doesn't kick in until then. Maybe he's not going to build anything. Maybe he's not going to complete it. I don't have to pay. So of course I'm not going to pay. So what does that have to do with Abaye and Rava by Hava? Oh. Okay, so the answer is probably not the most satisfactory answer in the world, but Tosfos says there are times when the Gemara can respond and say, well, if that logic is true, then you have a problem, and the Gemara does not go that way. So apparently the Gemara chose to go in a different direction. Meaning what? In the end, there's no kasha. In the end, there's no problem. In our Gemara, because the Abaye and Rava already told us that's not relevant. So the fact that, why are we bringing it up? Because we could have made it irrelevant earlier, that's not the derech of the Gemara. But fundamentally, and again this is the important point I think to walk away from Tosfos with, is that Tosfos is mechalik between a hava and other things. And when it comes to a hava, that's unique to the, when you have this machlokas. When it comes to other issues, we're not going to have it. Is that because of the svar as the Gemara gives here, is that because of the vadei safek chiyuv? Okay, so that Tosfos leaves as a little bit of an open question. Okay? Good. So